We are looking at the concept of handedness. I remember reading about this, and then I forget about it because it's a little too complex for me, but it's just one of those examples that the more we know, the more we realize it couldn't be chance, it couldn't be evolution, it couldn't be accidental. It couldn't come from nature itself. So handedness, left and right, genetic material, this is DNA, RNA, is composed of nucleotides. In living things, nucleotides are always right-handed. Now, what in the world does that mean? They are called right-handed because a beam of polarized light, this is where the light is filtered, and so it's not just diffused, it's very straight on. Is that laser light? Is laser light polarized? It's something else, isn't it? Anyway. Polarized light passing through the nucleotide rotates. The light rotates like a right-handed screw. So you can see it as you look at it. So that's the fact. In living things, nucleotides are always right-handed. So what's going on here? Well, nucleotides rarely form outside of life, but when they do, half are left-handed and half are right-handed. So let's go back to when there was no life, and then there was life. If the life came from the not life, then it would have been left-handed and right-handed nucleotides. The way they come outside of life, life produces only right-handed, non-life produces left and right, about equal. So therefore, if the first nucleotides formed by natural processes, they would have mixed handedness. As such, they could not evolve life's genetic material. You can't get the genetic material from left and right. In fact, mixed genetic material cannot even copy itself. Leslie Orgel in Origin of Life on Earth in Scientific American said, equally disappointing, we can induce copying of the original template only when we run our experiments with nucleotides that have a right-handed configuration. We can't copy these things unless it's all right-handed. All nucleotides synthesized biologically today are right-handed. Yet, on the primitive Earth, equal numbers of right and left-handed nucleotides would have been present. So we come up to a thing. Left and right together can't produce the genetic material. The genetic material produced by life always is right-handed. Klaus Dose, Origin of Life, More Questions Than Answers. And this is in Interdisciplinary Science Reviews. This is what the scientists read to find out what's new. And this across the board, interdisciplinary. He says, there is no explanation why cells use L, left-handed amino acids, to synthesize their proteins, but D, right-handed ribose, or D, deoxyribose, to synthesize their nucleotides or nucleic acids. So, left-handed makes the proteins, but right-handed makes the genetic material. In particular, the incorporation of even a single L-ribose or L-deoxyribose residue into a nucleic acid, if it should ever occur in the course of cellular synthesis, could seriously interfere with the vital structure-function relationships. The well-known double helical DNA structure does not allow the presence of L-deoxyribose. The replication and transcription mechanisms within DNA, there are rules for how it copies, and if it copies it wrong, it destroys that and tries again. So the replication and transcription mechanisms generally require that any wrong sugar, such as L-deoxyribose, deoxyribose has to be eliminated. That is, the optical purity, the light going through, all has to turn right. The optical purity of the D-sugars units has to be 100%. Only life produces only right-handed. Non-life produces left and right. Each type of amino acid, when found in non-living material or when synthesized in the laboratory, comes in two chemically equivalent forms. Half are right-handed, half are left-handed, mirror images of each other. However, amino acids in life, including plants, animals, bacteria, molds, even viruses, are almost all left-handed, except in some diseased or aging tissue. No known natural process can isolate either the left-handed or right-handed variety. No natural process, that is, not produced by life. The mathematical probability that chance processes could produce merely one tiny protein molecule with only left-handed amino acids is virtually zero. There is such a ratio of chance against something that it's in essence the same as zero. Not one chance. Evolutionists who work in this field are continually seeking a solution. From time to time, someone claims that it has been solved, but only after checking the details does one find that the problem remains. Here's an example. In Germany, 1994, what's that, 30-some years ago, doctoral candidate Guido Zedel, don't trust scientists named Guido. He was a doctoral candidate, claimed he had solved the problem. Supposedly, a strong magnetic field will bias a reaction toward either the left-handed or right-handed form. Aha! Origin of Life researchers were excited. Zedel's doctorate was awarded. At least 20 groups, 20, then tried to duplicate his results, always unsuccessfully. Later, Guido admitted that he had dishonestly manipulated his data. It was fake. If you want to check it out, Daniel Clary, David Bradley, Underhanded Breakthrough Revealed, Science Magazine, 1994. So he said almost all are left-handed. An important exception occurs in a component in cell membranes of eubacteria. There, the amino acids are right-handed. This is, so the genetic material always right-handed, produced by life. In this, they are left-handed, except in eubacteria. This has led many to conclude that they must have evolved separately from all other bacteria. So not only can we not prove that it happened once, but they're asking us to believe that it happened twice to fit in with this. See, they're looking at the consequences and say, well, then it had to have this miraculous happening twice. Because evolving the first living cell is so improbable, having it happen twice, in effect, compounds the improbability. And that you can check out. Adrian Barnett, Second Coming, Did Life Evolve on Earth More Than Once? New Scientist, February 1998. A similar observation can be made for a special class of organic compounds called sugars. In living systems, sugars are all right-handed. Based on our present understanding, natural processes produce an equal number of left-handed and right-handed sugars. Now, I don't know what they're talking about. You understand that. I'm just listening to scientists talk and saying, okay. Because sugars in living things are right-handed, random natural processes apparently did not produce life. One always has left and right, but for life, it has to be only right. Now, if we start thinking this through, as I, of course, never had, but love to read this, if any living thing took in or ate amino acids or sugars with the wrong-handedness, the organism that was eating it, that body could not process it. It would be a different kind of life. Such food would be at best useless, at worst harmful. It's like if you ate only air. I heard one ridiculous person said he was a breathologist or something. He didn't eat, he just breathed, and he got all the nourishment, you know. I didn't hear from him for long, so I think he must have died away, but ridiculous stuff. But here's the thing. Let's pretend that we're evolutionists now, and we say, oh, yes, evolution, the way it works is there's just random changes, random mutations, and if it gives the thing that had the mutation, if that gives it even a slight benefit, then it lives on. It becomes fittest, and it survives. The others would die off. This would continue. So imagine this then. You have here possibility of a plant growing wrong-handed, and it will be useless for anything to eat it. That would be an advantage for the plant. Because evolution favors slight variations that enhance survivability and reproduction, consider how beneficial a mutation might be that switched or inverted a plant's handedness. All of a sudden, here's a plant that won't do anybody any good to eat. And so nobody's after it. Inverted or wrong-handed trees would proliferate rapidly because they would no longer provide nourishment to all the things that attack it, to bacteria, to mold, or termites. Inverted forests would fill continents. Other inverted plants and animals would also benefit and would overwhelm the balance of nature. Nothing left to eat. All it has to do has to evolve, mutate to other handedness. So the question is, if that's the way things actually work, slight mutations giving a benefit, why do we not see such species with right-handed amino acids and left-handed sugars? Why? Similarly, why aren't there other more poisonous plants? We have poisonous plants. We don't have many. Why don't beneficial mutations let most carriers defeat their predators? Here's the great answer. Beneficial mutations are rarer than most evolutionists believe. I've often said, well, how many times do you have to throw your wrench into a computer before you would improve it? Make mutations. See? No, give me another computer and another wrench. Let's try it again. We'll have a supercomputer here in a few million years. This just doesn't happen. This doesn't explain anything. All right, well, let's look at then, any questions? I don't know how to answer anything, but yes.
Laser light is polarized.
How is that?
Laser light is polarized.
Oh, okay. Laser is polarized. Oh, thanks for checking that out. Little thought in the back burner there, and I think that's what that is.
Well, to me, the salt thing just emphasizes how the scripture says it in a little way. We are fearfully and wonderfully.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I like the quote from the guy the other lesson, where he's talking about seeing who designed the genetic material that designs us, that makes us. And he said, "What? That sounds complicated." He says, "Yes, only a genius of geniuses could do it." We're looking at God and saying, wow, that was smart. Yes?
Saying that they have to be right-handed, is that kind of like watching the water go down the drain?
Well, I guess it's like that, except you're pouring light down the drain.
Except,
yeah.
Okay, so in the northern hemisphere, it goes one direction, but in the southern hemisphere, it goes the other direction.
No, oh, that does with water, but yeah. Not with light.
So I don't know if you could do that with a magnet either. And I'm thinking, if he really used a magnet, he would probably kill somebody.
If it was that strong, I suppose so. Yeah, and it's only for the making of the thing in the first place.